Forever.
God damn it. Ooh, hot jam.
Hot jams.
Hot goss.
Oh, so bone chillingly hot.
You know, I'm a bone collector, actually.
You know how it is so hot that it feels cold.
Mm-hmm. The tingles.
Okay. Welcome back for yet another
steaming. Piping,
scalding, serving of
hot goss.
This, of course, is our weekly chat show where we talk about events in our lives, issues in politics, and take a deep dive into the DMs.
Ooh, now let's get into some hot goss. Ooh, all the hoopla.
There's so much going on in the kingdom. I mean, there's about 45 shows about drag that are on TV concurrently right now.
Isn't it a blessing?
That's what we wanted, and that's what the world has given us.
Yes. Honestly, everything is hitting so nicely with programming. We're getting to see our favorite people coming up for Pride Month. We have Legendary on HBO. We have We're Here on HBO. HBO is killing it. Mm-hmm. They were nice enough to include Suck Less Face and Body in their Legendary pack, too. And I was like, y'all are really, really cool. Like, supporting queer businesses and our mm-hmm. movies, our arts. Like, I give it up for HBO all day, every day. And Pose is going to be available on Netflix, I think, June 2nd, I think. Mm-hmm. Season 2. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which means...
Dragnificent.
Thorgy uh-huh. and Alexis and Juju mm-hmm. and Bibi
all
got
Zahara.
Got uh-huh. picked up for a second season.
Yeah, Scott.
Yes. I'm pretty
Contract.
Sure. Yeah.
Contracts.
Super duper girl.
Renegotiations.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Bumps. We need bumps.
And then there's like Drag Race. And there's
Drag Race Canada.
Again, seven different types of Drag Race happening concurrently.
Honestly, there's Canada going on. There's All Stars, the season 12 girls are out.
The British
one has filmed, I heard. They were filming before Corona hit. Because did you ever get the tea on that? I think we talked about it once.
No.
Michelle had like this post where she put like a picture of like some glasses she was promoting or like a meal or something. And underneath it was like a call sheet of names with names crossed off. Like these girls were gone already. It looked like the kind of thing you'd have behind the judging panel where like you're keeping track of the girls. Honestly, her notes.
Oh, wow.
With like pen on them. So I think that was the theory that the British thing was filming. Because someone sent me intel to that and I was like, girl, racechaserpod@gmail.com.
Wow.
Which is
crazy.
Where you can write in if you have sizzling hoopla or tea.
Yeah. Well,
sizzling hoopla tea?
I know a piece of sizzling hoopla tea came across our desk.
Do tell.
And it has to do with Secret Celebrity Drag Race. And on the last episode, there was a contestant by the name of Madison Beer.
With a last name
like that, I just want to drink her.
Sharon wants to dress like one.
I want to drink her. Apparently, Chanel, who is season one royalty.
All Stars one royalty.
She was brought in as the sort of off-camera, keep it on the down-low makeup artist drag queen, who I guess they bring them in as a makeup
like
consultant
mentor, makeup
or something.
Mentor, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, here, do the heavy lifting. I'm going to go do the interview.
Right.
Layla did it. Mayhem did it.
Someone posted, oh my God, I'm obsessed with Madison Beer. And Chanel took it upon herself to reply to that tweet saying, no, she was a nightmare.
Oh.
And then a follow-up tweet that said, worst client ever. So I wonder what happened.
Kel Harar. Oh my God, girl, not five star for five star. I guess Chanel wasn't feeling it, and good for her for calling out someone who, if they were a celebrity, wasn't acting right. Because Chanel has never been nothing but kind to everybody. But
if they were a celebrity.
I mean, I don't know who this Madison Beer is, though, but I do
know. I don't either, and why does her name keep coming up in my life?
I started finding out who she was because I follow all these plastic surgery websites and it shows before and afters of like these starlets who are getting pumped on the daily, and she's one of the duchesses who's definitely kissed a needle. And like they do the before and afters, injectable fox eye lifts. There's a fox thing where they take a little stitch up in your brow. Bella Hadid got it done for sure. These girls are getting snatched like little baby Jocelyn Wildenstein's.
Well.
The baby girls are coming out here like kitty cats.
Well, that's the thing when the standard becomes so warped that you literally have to start surging your face just to look half human on fucking Instagram because the standard is so falsified and so face-tuned and so like artificial that in order to have an edge in that business, you kind of, I mean, a lot of people are resorting to going under the needle or under the knife. And a clip just came out on Instagram today. This isn't on the outline. I just thought it was funny. But a clip from Secret Celebrity Drag Race. And they brought in, for their Just the Tip segment, they brought in Layla McQueen to talk to the the celebrity contestant,
Layla McQueen.
Yes, we love Layla McQueen.
Hi, Layla.
And she goes up to Madison and she's like, oh my God, you look amazing. Oh my God, you look great. Are those your real teeth?
Are those your real teeth?
And Madison was like, yeah. Literally, when they made up the phrase lying through your teeth, this is what they were talking about. Literally lying about your fucking piano keys.
Good luck,
it's
girl.
Fine. I have an obsession with fake teeth. I admit it.
Mm.
Anyway, you know, the only beer I want to talk about is an ice cold Molson that I just want to fucking crack open at the end of a hard day. Okay.
What's
I don't
want Molson?
To talk about Madison beer ever again. You ain't heard of Molson. You don't drink. Mm-mm. You don't know beer. You don't know a beer.
You don't know a beer, bitch.
You don't know a beer.
I know that I'm happy for another iteration of Drag Race, though, to be starting. Canada starts July 6th. And, bitch,
yes.
I love that Brooklyn was like, girl, you're going to win a lot of challenges your season, and everyone's going to think you're going to win. But then Evie's going to win one and then come and grab that. But guess what? Will you host our Canada show? That would be so great for us. It's like win-win. More Drag Race. Our friend has a job. They get to look sickening, you know? Jeffrey Boyer Chapman, the girl from Top Model. Like, there's so many awesome things that are going on up north. And these girls that are up there are sickening. I worked with Priyanka last year, and we had so much fun backstage. She's definitely one of the dolls to look out for. And Tainomi Banks. Do you know any of the girls up there in Canada?
Well, Tainomi was our input ho on the AAA girls at one point.
Yes, in that dressing room we couldn't stand up in.
Right. Kiara, I know as well. And
Scarlet.
Lemon.
Hmm.
I was the first person to put Lemon in drag, so.
Really?
Oh. I'm not saying she's my daughter because, you know, I don't know.
No,
it was just
but
a
it
random
sounds like...
occurrence that we did that, but.
How did that happen?
She was dating a friend of Nick's, and we were in New York, and we were just like, we had nothing to do, and we were just like, and they all wanted to get in drag, so I just painted them all.
Faggots.
I painted the three of them. Yeah, and they just pulled out Nick's wigs and just fucking felt themselves in mirrors for fucking 6 hours straight.
Yeah. Oh my God, like Vanity on her live. Vanity on her live with her bestie. They were saying, like, remember that was that night we were going to go home, and they were like, no, that's the night we got tossed and like stayed in the mirror till 4:30 in the morning. Like just living.
Yeah.
Drag.
Sometimes you just can't stop looking at it.
No,
it's
all you need is
beautiful.
A mirror. Girl, that's where the dreams live, in the mirror.
Just the mirror. Just
the
mirror.
Mirror
and me, no. I walk in the club. I go straight to the back.
I love that song now.
I do too.
Can we do it on Race Chaser Live, please?
You fucking bet we can.
Where's our first show going to be after the corona is over? We should do a live show.
We're going to be doing it at Club Zoom. It's really exclusive.
Ooh, Club Zoom Zoom. Is that Italian?
We'll be able to give you a digital drink ticket in the form of an email.
Oh, I love that. Cool. No line for the bathroom.
We'll have a digital bouncer.
Mm-hmm. We'll have Lady Red at the door.
Yes, please.
Girl, I want to pay her just to sit in the corner of the Zoom just to handle shit.
Please. Now, this next, David Puck.
So cool.
He's a Los Angeles-based artist. We were talking about him doing the giant mural of you in downtown Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. And now...
There's a giant mural of you in downtown Los Angeles.
This blew my mind. On the patio at Precinct, there's a giant picture of me with pink and leopard print. And it's absolutely, it's breathtaking.
Legendary. It's legendary.
I'm so just like touched and honored, and like it actually was kind of making me emotional because I miss bars the most out of this whole thing.
That's where we had our last show before it got all shut down. It was a Wednesday or something, and I remember like I asked to do it, and I was like, "Oh, cool!" And I got to do one of my favorite songs, and then I was like, "If that was my last show, at least I remember it was so much fun." Precinct is always so much fucking fun. They don't care if I zoom around and run over people's feet with my hoverboard. and so many people are gonna like see David's art now because they're gonna want to take pictures with you. You're gonna be as famous as that pink wall on Melrose, you know.
Oh, I know.
That's so cool.
I'm just so honored. I love Precinct so much, and to just be like on the wall there.
And bitch, yours and mine.
My absolute mind.
You could literally stand in Precinct and look at me down on the corner hooking on mine.
So you can get the full Race Chase experience.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm doing valet across the street and then go up and see Alaska for the tickets.
Yeah.
She's on the second floor.
Ooh, wow.
So famous.
So much fame.
Yeah, David,
Destroyed by fame.
Can we talk about the Stupid Love eyeshadow palette?
Yeah.
And the video that you're in?
Yeah.
Girl! How iconic. I think there were three different looks that you turned, because once you had that pink sheet that you pulled over your face, bitch, like the mannequin dream sequence with like chiffons, bitch, you turned it in a Lady Gaga video. Word.
I was trying to give like a storyline.
You did.
Like, I didn't just want to sit there and look beautiful in front of a camera. So I started out like sort of conservative and like buttoned up with like my hair up and like very light makeup. And then like I start playing in the makeup, and then it gets like, then I let my hair down and I rip the thing off and blow it around. Then I actually wrote Stupid Love on my face with Lady Gaga liquid liner.
Oh, Punk? Punk by House Labs, you mean?
Yes. I did pretty good, but the D was backwards.
Girl, story of my
life. Because that's a little hard. So they didn't end up using it because it said stupid love on my fucking face. But
well, God bless for trying. God bless.
You can check the revised face-tuned version.
God is a Gaga. Our sister Aquaria is also in it. I saw Patrick Starr.
It was
so nice to see, once again, Gaga giving back. Doing the damn thing.
Yes. And the palette's really nice. The makeup is really good. There's a really good white in there, which, like, it's always a staple.
You need a good white.
A good white. And, like, there's a couple of blues. I know you like blues.
Oh, honey, I'm going to be dipping in yours until I get mine. Watch me.
You can absolutely.
I'll get a 6-foot makeup brush.
And then you can use your feet to paint your own face.
Oh, no. I just read about the next thing. On the outline.
Oh, fuck. What does it say? Okay.
The Stud in San Francisco is closing and will be fully gone from 399 9th Street. They opened in 1966 at its original location, and they moved in 87, and now it's gone. The Stud Collective is still putting on their show and shifting things online with their weekly drag show, Drag Alive, and their podcast and Twitch channel. So check them out. I know Honey Mahogany is a part of the collective that own the Stud. A bunch of really cool queer icons and artists in San Fran. And my hat's off to you. And can't wait to party with you when all this is over.
Yeah, this is like, this is heartbreaking.
That was a fun fucking bar. Dallas had her show there. Yeah. We had so much fun there. It was always a fun spot where you end up dancing. And you just, the music was always so good at the Stud.
Yeah.
I definitely sucked a dick there.
Oh, girl, I'm sure. I mean, that was the first time that I saw Tranny Shack. And that inspired me to start doing drag. That show. In that place.
Wow.
So it's like, it's a really, I mean, it's heartbreaking to see this. And this is not, I mean, the Stud is only one of a lot of places that are going to have similar stories, I have a feeling, because of the way that this has crushed the bar, you know, industry.
Three of my friends moved this week or are moving this week.
They moved?
They're like, they're making plans. One moved, two are making plans too. Out by like June. I was
like,
just shocked.
Moving where?
One to Vegas, one back to New York, Long Island, because he's
like,
a,
they just can't maintain having
there's no work here, and he's a cast member on a TV show, and they're not filming again until, you know, January, maybe some studios are saying, unless New Zealand opens up first, people are going to go there or something. They're trying to find new ways. I know my friend who's on a Food Network show, they quarantined him and his whole crew for 14 days at a hotel, and then they're going to start filming. Like, the networks are paying for that. So, like, people are going to start. It's going to start up again, I guess. Maybe I'll get to see you in person soon.
I would like that.
Yeah, right? I have tea. I have honey. My snacks are all organized very well.
Tell me there's a Sauvignon Blanc chilling in the refrigerator.
Oh, there definitely is.
Alaska, can I have you check your email real fast?
Sure.
Because before we go to break here...
Cryolon, your order is on its way. Thank you for...
No, check an email from me.
Clown White, darling. Is it Clown White?
I'll tell you, honey, I do not use clown white on my face.
La Blanca, haha.
No, not La Blanca, haha.
That's been my, in my head, that's, that translates.
Page 25 of the dark.
Okay. What is it?
I have... I have no idea what this is.
What does the dossier say?
Okay, this is...
Is it the QED?
This is from the Emmy, Daytime Emmy. Daytime Emmy?
Yeah.
Girl, Daywalker, Daytime.
And in outstanding performance by a supporting actor in a digital drama series, right at the top of the list is Willem Bell as Douglas in the Netflix... the Netflix series Eastsiders. So you're nominated for an Emmy Award?
Yeah.
Oh my God, this is huge.
Yeah, I mean, it's award season. I mean, you're nominated for a Stage It. We just won the Queer Tease.
Oh my God, that's so huge. Congratulations.
Thank you,
Tina.
Thanks.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
When did you find out? Did someone call you in the middle of the night like they always do?
My friend Steven Guarino texted me while I was like doing pre-production on a video. And he said, congrats. And I was like, for what? And then he told me, but Steven was nominated in this category last year. And this year, Steven Guarino, he's nominated for writing because he wrote one of the episodes. Because Eastsiders has eight nominations.
Wow.
Yeah. So
that's huge. That's so fucking amazing. Congratulations.
Kit Williams is killing it. He's doing a movie with, like, I think Greg Berlanti in an adaptation of a young adult novel called Camp that's like gay, LGBT. He's just killing it, and I'm so glad that he got his show nominated.
So fierce. Yeah. That's amazing.
I know.
Good job.
Thanks, girl. So fun.
Of course.
Yeah.
Is there a website all of our listeners can spam vote until you win?
I don't. Right. I'm not sure how.
That's how we get our queerties. Let's be honest.
Let me check. I'll say, dear Netflix. Here's my $12.99 this month, and by the way, it's me.
That's amazing.
Yeah. There's Lynn Shay's nominated for acting. She played like my mother-in-law on the show, and Leith is nominated, who's another actor on the show. It's got like, I think Sesame Street's got like 6 nominations. Eastsiders got like 8. And then, like, a bunch of soaps have, like, 13. But, like, I'm really happy. It's so fun.
Get it, girl.
Yeah.
So excited.
Thanks.
All right.
I'm thinking of what hair, and I don't know yet.
I know.
You know? Ugh, girl.
Well, there's also a little bit of news that I would like to bring up.
Extra, extra.
You know, the finale episode of season 12 is coming up. We wanted
Big
to
things
do something.
Popping.
We wanted to do something a little bit special. So we are going to be doing a live podcast recording of the finale episode of season 12.
Yes, the response was overwhelming. You guys won it, so we're doing it. And you can get your tickets right now at racechasertickets.com and hold the evening of June 1st. That's evening time.
Yes.
So if you're in England, you might have to stay up till like, you know, like 2 or something. But girl, it'll be worth it because you love it.
Yeah, we're really excited. You know, I mean, if Drag Race can do their finale on Zoom, we're going to do Race Chaser Live on Zoom. Okay.
Drag will find a way.
Girl, yes. So go to racechasertickets.com and more details will be forthcoming, but we just want you to save the day.
We'll see you there, sweetie.
Well, before we go to break, there is this little rainbow spotlight.
Ooh, okay. Tell me there's a rainbow spotlight.
Now, this says, people are loving the submission idea, but you can't just harass Dipper on IG. Big Dipper, have there been
harassments? Have there been words? Were there tones that were pointed?
I would just prefer if people went through the proper channels. I don't need to be getting DMs with, my friend wrote a song.
Oh, did Twitter fingers become Dipper fingers?
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, the proper channel is you write an email to racechaserpodcast@gmail.com.
And make sure your song's good, because some of them.
Oh, wow.
Girl,
this is,
some of them.
Dipper is getting flagrant in the outline. Girl. He says, and use grammar and sentence structure and send a link.
Don't send a voice note of a jingle you like, bitch. Send a song. We have criteria. We won't just play you because you're our friend either. It's got to be lovely and listenable.
This rainbow spotlight now. This rainbow spot pod now. No link. You find. You have Google. You find.
Damn. Oh my God.
That's how it feels.
Well, we have a very good rainbow spotlight for you that we're going to go out on break.
Killing it.
This is your sister and ours.
My sister and yours.
Ms. Monique
Hart. And this is featuring Coil.
Yes.
Bitch, hot sauce and high heels. Let's listen.
Oh my gosh, I love this. Let's give it a listen.
Let your eyes explore my cinematic flair from my boot to derriere. Got a lacy, silken feel with arms as hard as steel. I am freedom, I'm constriction, the potpourri of contradiction. Leave that humdrum place of glum behind. Once you walk inside these doors, you're mine. Remember the plug, you're mine.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time.
The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it?
That's tea. I don't know how I would spend my time. I'd probably get ample sleep, have ample time to sit and do nothing. I love that hobby.
Yeah.
And then time to spend with my family, my friends, my loved ones, and, you know, doing stuff that I love.
I always listen to the end of the Hamilton soundtrack, and they have that song about time, and it makes me, like, cognizant that, like, life is finite. And you should, like, try to appreciate it and then take downtime and stuff. But the best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you. And then you make that a priority no matter what.
That's right. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And one of my friends did it, and she really liked it, too.
That's right. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/drag. Today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drag. Not the art direction is very Strawberry Social Hooker. Whoever wrote that is a genius and knows every nook of my brain.
I've been listening to y'all for 2 years.
Oh, my God. Now, did you know Strawberry Social Hooker before working for drag queens, or did you know that as a reference?
Well, I always knew Strawberry Social. Good. And I always knew Judy Dessen Hooker. Uh-huh. But by working with the two of you, I'm able to put Strawberry Social Hooker together.
Wonderful.
You're really learning the language.
Thank you.
We are back with an exciting new segment and a
theme song.
We've obviously been replaced, but it's fine.
Reductive.
So go ahead.
Just hit it.
What's his
Let's
name?
Get political. Political. Yes. I want to get political. I'm missing on Bali's side.
You don't need to worry about his name. He's for me. He's mine.
Very good. Yeah. Very nice. Anyway, no, I'm just kidding. I love that recording of that fucking, what's his name? Devin or something?
Stanley, please.
No, we thank you so much, Stanley.
Thank you.
You know what? I like hearing it, so I actually demanded that they play it, but I like pretending.
I went on his Instagram. Stuff. He is fine. If you ever need a Stanley to be your Dorothy, he would make you look like petite.
Oh, really?
You should hit him up. He's a performer, yeah, in New York.
Okay.
And his name's Stanley.
Stanley, please.
Mm.
I'm familiar with the big gun. Okay. This message comes from Dusty. This is, of course, our political segment of the show. So Dusty says, hello, House of Tivana, St. James, Van Cartier, Dupree, De Luxington, Madison, Bebington, Deopulence, O'Hara. Very nice. You own the shirt, clearly. Mm-hmm. My name is Dusty, and I am an avid fan of the pod, even rocking my Friend of the Pod merch on occasion. I love the Let's Get Political segments on your show because it gives a bit of insight into things I may not know that are going on in the world at the moment and gives me the opportunity to do more research. Was wondering if you'd... Dipper's like, yes, that's what we want to do! Was wondering if you all saw this, but on Tuesday the 19th, Hungary leaders voted 134 to 56 in favor of defining gender on the basis of sex at birth as registered on a birth certificate. So this will stop any transgender and intersex people from changing, bless you, from changing their gender on identity documents. Some light Googling showed me that while it is legal to be gay and discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identity is illegal, households with same-sex partners don't have the same rights as opposite-sex couples. Registered partnership is recognized, but not gay marriage. This is all under the government of Prime Minister Viktor Orban. I was hoping to get your opinions of this because it seems like while LGBTQIA plus individuals have some rights, they are slowly being taken away. Here's a link if you want to read more about it. And this is from Dusty, and Dusty sends pictures from meet and greets with us.
Oh, cool. Oh,
from
work.
Hungary?
Yeah, I think I met him in Prague.
No, I think.
Oh, he's
well,
not.
Well, that says accent.
No, London. Oh, Columbus. Got it.
So he's not from Hungary, but he's right. Just bringing up an issue about Hungary.
He's just doing research.
I mean, all
because I'd seen a couple headlines.
We should put that up on our Race Chaser Pod Instagram so people can read about it, because we should have this linked for Dusty. But yeah. All the things that he said about the backwards things like sex at birth on registered birth certificates and like recognizing same-sex partners but not marriage, like all those things can be said about America too within the last like few years.
Yeah.
Like for sure. Like it seems like they're behind, and that's unfortunate.
I look forward to the day where there is not so much hang up over these things that are so personal and aren't fucking affecting literally anybody else, except for people who it has affected them their whole fucking life, every step of the way. This does not affect you, politicians, or Viktor Orban, or whoever the fuck are championing these legislations that are just being a fucking thorn in the side of people who are trans, who already have a really difficult journey in this fucking world. Why is it such a fucking issue? Still, why are we talking... Why... Is there legislation governing this? It makes me really mad, and it doesn't make any fucking sense.
Yeah, it's crazy that they still have like government legislation over bodies, but Hungary, the fact that they recognize same-sex partnerships but not like gender identity, it's like
yeah,
a little bit of good, a whole lot of bad. Shit.
I look forward to a future where this is not an issue that people are rallying against, because we're not doing anything to take away from your life or your freedoms
at
so
all.
Why
let
are
us
you
live.
Trying, right. Why
Girl.
Are you trying to take away our fucking rights?
Don't do it.
And I think it comes down to it's a hot button issue that people don't think logically about, and they are able to respond out of fear and respond out of ignorance. And so politicians who want to get reelected can use these sort of hot button issues in order to just get votes from people who are fearful or who don't know. So, I mean, it's just, it's fucked. I hate it. Thanks for bringing it up, Dusty. We appreciate you. And we stand by you, everyone in Hungary who is having to deal with this.
Well, we have something to rally behind this week because we have a queer fundraiser shout out. And this is from Taipei. He's a longtime listener and a first time caller. And he said he's in Taiwan, which has done amazingly well containing the crisis with only 7 deaths in a country of 23 million people. But he's from London. He's emailing to ask if you would be willing to give a shout out to the Clapham Grand in London. I have I've performed there.
Yeah,
for sure. Yeah, I have some amazing memories from the place, from sing-along movies to student nights out and some amazing drag shows, including seeing Alaska bring someone up on stage to show her the lyrics for Slatina. Someone wasn't off book. Pause for the shade sound.
Well, toots, I'm still not off book. So.
Like all venues at the moment, it's going through a tough time and they have set up a crowdfunder. It would be great if you could mention it and any of our UK-based listeners would consider donating. I spent my 30th birthday here in Taiwan away from all my friends and thought of not being able to do a belated birthday at the Clapham Grand, where I spent my 29th at a Hocus Pocus themed drag show and sing-along leaves me feeling bereft. Good word. The crowdfunder will be on our Instagram at RaceChaserPod. Check it out there. And she did not send a dick pic, but she sent it a picture of a pudding, which is spotted dick and custard. You slick bitch. What's...
So we encourage you to go on over to crowdfunder.co.uk/save the grand. And the Clapham Grand is a fucking venue that we've been to. I can't even count how many times we've worked in this venue. And I just, we've got to do our part to save these places and just make sure they survive this. We really have to. So thank you for sending that in.
I was doing one with Fubar last week. Raya was performing on it. And I was like, I hope all these places open them back up, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, we're down one already. The stud. Shit. What is... Do you want to go spelunking?
I do. Oh, let's get our equipment together.
Let me get my pantyhose on.
We'll get our equipment together. I need to get my headlamp.
Well, do you have a ponytail holder?
Yeah, I do.
Thanks, girl.
Yeah, sure.
God, is that your elbow? Oh, where is that scrunchie, girl?
Here's
God
that ponytail holder.
Thank you.
It's more like a clamp on a lectern that would hold a microphone.
It's but clammy in here and dark.
Yes, it is.
Oh, close
but
your legs.
It's time. It's time for us to go
spelunking.
Deep inside the DMs.
Oh, God.
God.
The cave birds got out.
Condors. The day birds.
Problematic California daywalking condors.
The day bird Emmys?
The daywalker Emmys?
The daywalker Emmys!
I'm
Honey,
thrilled
you'll
to be here.
You'll be sure to sweep those.
Every time, ho. This first message comes from Finn. He says, "Hi, Alaska, Willem, and Big Dipper. No dick pics and nothing interesting to say, but was wondering if you queens will do a follow-up with Angina to reveal what she went to court for filming season one. I was listening back." No, that's an invasion of privacy.
But listen to the receipts he pulled.
Oh, she's got receipts on us?
I want to see the receipts.
I was listening back on your podcast and just got to episode 4, around the 25-minute mark, where you get her on and she said she never revealed what it was for and she wasn't going to say it now, but then Willem said, "Would you tell us if you were on All-Stars 4 and Angina said, "I will." Technically she is on All-Stars 5, but same difference. No, love the podcast and love you all. Cheers, Finn.
Okay.
Oh, I guess you hated that.
No, I just, she already said no, you know, and I'm not trying to pressure her for an answer for a podcast.
And I think you asked her, like, "Would you tell us if you were cast on All Stars 4? Like, would you tell us if you are cast?"
Yes.
Oh.
It wasn't a tit
clever
for tat,
girl.
Like, "Will you tell us what crime you committed if you get cast on All Stars?" I think it was just, "Will you tell us if you get cast on All Stars?"
Oh.
Am I...
Some girls commit a crime and then they can't get on All Stars.
You know.
Okay, maybe this was a fail.
No, but so fun, Finn. Thank you. But that's a hard pass for me, bud.
And Finn wrote a letter. Thank you, Finn. Okay, from Mark. "Hello, Alaska Thunder and Lightning Puss 5000 to the 69th, to the 420th, to the 96th power. Club 90.
She got the power.
Willem Pumpernickel Pump and Dump Bell Eye full of spunk and big stripper pole in a garden bareback Contessa." Okay. Very nice. Very good work. "Wanted to let you know that you've been in quarantine to turn to like a carousel turning it with this season 12 run-throughs and spilling the hot gospel truths for all us fags at home, thirsty for content. Oh, it's going to keep going like this, isn't it? Okay. I lived and volunteered abroad for 3 years before being evacuated due to COVID-19. And nothing brought me more joy than listening to Race Chaser Classy in my mud brick house in East Africa. I wanted to write to you all first and foremost, or lack of foreskin in this case, to boost Asian dick representation on the pod. Especially since May is Asian Pacific American Heritage Month. Not that I have a huge penis or anything, but I'm pretty sick of going into hookups and hearing, "Wow, you don't have a little Asian dick." While it's personally flattering, I don't appreciate this backhanded slap at an entire continent and its diaspora of people compliment. I have been a big ol' hoe since 16 years old. Mm-hmm. I have seen drixesses of all shapes and sizes on different races of men, just like Lil' Kim. So I fully know
been a lot of places.
This is a toxic stereotype meant to rob Asian men of their masculinity and sexual appeal in both the homo and hetero world. Also, we're not all bottoms. While I do not believe in bottoms, shaming, I think it's important to remember that we are not a monolith of people. I'm Filipino American, and in the Philippines alone, we have 170 distinct ethno-linguistic tribal groups. Our Asian and Pacific Islander community hosts and travels a wide variety of cultures, languages, top, bottom, and versatility in the bedroom and drink sizes. I want to take this time to thank the Asian and Pacific Islander powerhouses that have come to grace the stage of RuPaul's Drag Race, such as the likes of Manila Luzon, Jujubee, Angina, Raja, Plastique Tiara, Kimora Black, Kim Chi, Soju, and Brita Filter. I'm just oozing for another member of the Asian Pacific Islander community to snatch the crown in the future. Fingers and piss streams crossed for them, especially with assaults on Asian American people in the U.S. on the rise in the wake of the administration's mishandling of COVID-19, from verbal assault, which I've experienced myself, to physical assault, vandalization, and destruction of property, which happened to a friend's relative in the form of slashed tires and graffiti, to even getting acid thrown on them. It's more important now than ever to wear our identities on our sleeve and be loud and proud. As promised, please find my drick pic attached. Please excuse the skeleton crossbones Sharpie tattoo on my arm. This picture was taken on Halloween last year, when I dressed up as an emo MySpacer circa 2010. Sorry, no exposed balls in this pic, but I'll leave that up to imagination. But they're pretty proportionally Wong sized. Shablams and kisses, Mark from SoCal.
Wow. That was a marathon.
That was an epic saga. There was a journey. There was an Iliad and an Odyssey to his balls.
Mm-hmm.
He sent a very nice picture of his dick. I'd suck it. And thank you so much for helping us bring to light Asian Pacific Heritage Month, which is May. So, we got 10 more days. Kill it.
Yes.
Yeah. How do you say this next thing. Young lady's name?
We're not... Well, we should comment upon what Mark had to say, right?
Yeah.
I
went straight for his dick because that's what I was looking at while you were reading the whole time. I was just staring at his dick. He's hot. He needs to clean his counter.
Well, it was Halloween. They were having a party.
Girl.
They were having a party.
People always want to get hoey in other people's mirrors.
They do.
The good light.
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah.
This is something that I've heard about, and I think it's something that there should be awareness about. I mean, it's not harmless to buy into this stereotype that Asian guys are all bottoms, or Asian guys don't have big dicks or whatever. It's not harmless. It's harmful, and it's based in racism that dates back to a long time ago, but it was sort of it goes back to trying to strip Asian men, like Mark said, of their power and their potency. And so it's an undermining rumor stereotype that That is just like based in some old timey fucking ignorant shit. And we need to just move past it. Okay. To our listeners of the pod, we know that you will lead this charge and stop being fucking, you know, ignorant.
Yeah. None of y'all will pass on this dick either. It's right.
Yeah.
How do you say this next girl's name?
Yeah.
Is it Issa. Hello, Baked Alaska Gate, Justice for Lane, Willem or Wonum, and Big Dipper High Jermaine. Thank you so much for your award-winning content during this weird-ass time. I've been sheltering in a place in my childhood home with my parents. I've been watching this season of Drag Race with them. My father, a cisgendered straight male, asked me why the queens often use she, her, hers pronouns when they don't identify as female. Mm. I realized I didn't have an answer as I'm not a drag performer and I'm a cisgendered straight female. And I was hoping you lovely ladies would help me explain it to him why this is. Thank you again for all this high-quality entertainment. Sincerely, Issa, 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 Issa. I don't have a drink and I'm not comfortable taking a nude in my family home. But to paint a picture, my boobs are almost symmetrical, whopping 32A, and I'm still wearing the bra I wore to my bat mitzvah, and I'm 24 now. Well, blessings, Issa, yes. Issa, Issa, Issa.
Can I get a big hell yeah for all the small titty girls?
Woof, 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 small titty girl!
We just
call each other she, because we're women.
We do. Well, I mean, it's a good question.
Her?
And it's something, right. And it's something that I can't quite explain either. But it is something that happens, especially when we're around each other.
Yeah.
And I think it's because we, like, worship femininity so fiercely. And we love it. And so we, like, we sort of, like, embody femininity in doing drag. So much of our life is like manifesting femininity, and so we do it also in our language. Mm-hmm. So like everything becomes she, like that fucking lamp over there, like, oh, could you turn her off, because mm-hmm. she's not giving me the right light. If there's a fucking straight guy in the room helping with the lights or whatever, you know, it's like, oh, she's helping with the lights, is she? And you just kind of start calling everybody she. That's why.
Yeah, my preferred pronouns are Miss Thing. And second is First of All. So that's all you need to tell to me. So you tell your dad to hit me up.
I'll
explain it further in his DMs.
But yeah, we love it. We call everybody she.
Yeah.
And it's a sign of like respect and a sign of love and just it's very
someone
drag.
You really hate, you would even give them respect and call them a she beast. And that would be the ultimate indignity. You still want to respect them. But beast is the lowest.
The real read is when you call your drag queen sister he. Like, oh, he looks fine tonight. Guys, stop being mean.
He didn't place really tonight.
He tried really hard on his look, okay? Just give him a break.
You know. The judges didn't see him.
Okay. How are we doing on time? We have time for another?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, I'm going to read this.
Just look for the light.
No, we'll do this one and then we'll scroll all the way to the bottom.
I don't want to be Sherry Pie going fucking 35 minutes over.
Okay,
I'm sorry. We can use a flashlight. The broccoli can hold up a flashlight at 10 minutes, okay?
It should be light.
It's not that hard.
Phosphorescent broccoli. It should start to glow when you're going over. Broccoli's cooking. Get off stage.
From Cybella.
No.
Dear Allah, I think I had Cybella once injected in my face.
Did it clump? With a smooth clump?
Dear Alaska Thunder Air Horn Sound, Reddit user No Extra High, and Dipper Cocaine. Hope you and your loved ones are all keeping well during these times of quar. I deeply appreciate all the content you guys are turning out. It's really excellent escapism. I, like many others, have found myself with much more free time at home recently, so I decided to monetize that time and start camming and selling nudes. In a shocking turn of events, I'm pretty good at it and have made more money doing it in 1 month than I have in the last 4 months at a barista job. I love doing it more than I thought I would, which leads to my actual problem. I've been in a relationship with my girlfriend for almost a year. During that year, she's made it clear to me that she would not be comfortable dating a sex worker, mainly due to jealousy. Obviously, I don't want to give up doing this thing that I really like that also pays my bills, but I also don't want to have to lead some sort of secret double life behind her back. Is there any way that I can gently break this news to her, but in a way that makes it clear that I have no intention to quit this job? Any advice you have is greatly appreciated. I'd absolutely send you a tasteful tit pick, but as it turns out, I don't do that for free anymore.
XOXO, Sibella. Snaps for her for sure. I would say my advice to her is, first, she has to tell her, and second, try to franchise her in and say, you could wear a mask while I'll fucking, you know, girl, let's be a chain. Because if they like me, imagine how much they'd like me and you, bitch. And so offer that, maybe, because in times are tough and she's got to do what she's got to do to survive. And I tip my wig to her.
Yeah, I agree with everything you said. I mean, give her time to get used to it, because like you've had time to get used to this change in your life. And so like tell her, but don't expect her to accept it immediately. But give her some time.
Go ahead. I was going to say, like, make a best of clips of all your favorite little spots and, like, highlights and show her it. And just be like, this is what I do. It's cute. It's cheeky. I can franchise you in now. You just need to sign here.
Give her some time to get used to it. And don't be too hard line about it. You know, be soft about it when you share this news with her. But I don't see
soft
that.
News.
I don't see this as... I don't know. I mean, there's like something different with like, it's through screens and it's not, you're not entertaining clients in person, which I think is like a different thing.
Yeah. You can't touch.
So maybe she'll be like, oh, fierce, whatever. You never know, but you should tell her, just give her some time.
Yeah. Just tell her you're an influencer too. I mean, that could work.
Do you want to read the next one?
Sure.
We're going to scroll down to the bottom. I know it's going to be hard because they're going to see something.
Oh.
Stop at.
Oh. Oh, my goodness.
We'll do that next week.
Oh. I can't go past. It's stuck me into a vortex, a cock. The veins.
Wait.
The veins?
Oh, my God. We're going to talk about it next week.
Oh, God. You guys have to come back next week for sure. Wow. This is from Scarlett. She said, hello. I love the podcast. I'm a regular listener. Can I send you a mini gold throne? We had them made for DragCon LA to match the booth that was never due to the cancellation, so I have extra. I don't expect anything, but I think it would be fun considering the references. Hope all is well. Scarlett Envy? What? Oh, my God. Why didn't you put this in the VIP mail folder?
Oh, my God. I love Scarlett Envy.
Oh,
and
my God.
Yes. Dip, can you send her my address?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Yes, 100 times yes. We love you, Scarlett Envy. I'm so sorry I stole your gold throne. It wasn't personal. It's just drag.
The feeling is mutual.
It wasn't personnel. It was just drag.
Wow.
Wow. Thank you so much for listening to Hot Goss, Scarlett. And thank you, everybody else, for listening, too. If you want to talk to us next week or get us to talk to you about something that you write into, you go to racechaserpodcast@gmail.com. And good questions and nudes get priority. Thank you.
That's right. We also have bonus video content available, which we're about to film one right after this podcast, on patreon.com/Willem. Sign up to be a patron and support us. We just posted a behind-the-scenes video of us getting ready for the queer tees.
Remember when we could go outside?
It's so delightfully camp.
So
Do you remember how many people were just squeezed into that room, just bumping into each other, just exchanging fluids? Somebody spilled a drink on me. God, what I wouldn't give to just have a drink spilled on me right fucking now.
I'm sure there's still some in one of your wigs.
Girl, yeah.
You never know. But if you want to watch those videos, you can go to the Patreon and search the hat using the hashtag RaceChaser, and you can watch the videos at your leisure on the patio. Follow us on IG at Willem, at the Only Alaska 5000, and at RaceChaserPod.
We'll be back next week with more piping,
steaming, scalding, boiling, hot, quad.
I wanted to do it. That burp.
Oh,
we can't outsource all of our audio to people who send in singing clips and bird noises. I want to do some of them. Car, car. I want to see the receipts.
I want to see the receipts. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Hot Goss is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Mixed and mastered by Will Pitts.
Our theme song is graciously provided by ATF Enterprises.
This Goss is hot.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.